Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, answer me this. It's a grand thrill, isn't it, to hear the family say, "Gee, Mom, this beef is sure good." Well, that's what you'll hear when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. Yes, Kroger quality beef is a wonderful treat for those wonderful people who come home to you each night, your family. Just think how their faces will light up when the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them as they step into the house. And then just wait until they see the dining room table with a juicy Kroger quality beefsteak or a crusty brown beef roast awaiting their pleasure. And say, you'll get a lot of pleasure from the buying of Kroger quality beef because it's so economical. That's right, it's a mighty thrifty buy. And don't forget, when you buy nutritious and wholesome Kroger quality beef, you're getting beef that's carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's waiting for you at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Freddie Lang and Johnny Keefe have followed Penny Gibbs to New York and a house at 11 River Street. They enter the house, but find it deserted. Standing in the dark basement, Johnny says to Freddie,
"Well, Freddie, we've searched the house from top to bottom, and Penny isn't here."
"You don't have to tell me that. If Gibbsy ain't here, where is she?"
"I wish I knew."
"Look, let me strike another match. We'll look around. Here, now let's snoop some more in this basement. Maybe this ain't the only room there is down here."
"It obviously is, though, Freddy. You see any doors in the wall?"
"No. Nothing here but solid brick. Wish I could remember that these matches burn down fast."
"Don't bother to light another one. Now, let's get out of here."
"Okay. But now what?"
"I don't know. I'm almost sure Penny's cab driver gave us the wrong address. Maybe we ought to look him up again."
"Hey, here's the stairs."
"Yeah, I see him.
You know, I think we're wasting our time going to find our cab driver again. He leveled with us about Gibbsy coming to this house. You know, you found that pin of hers upstairs."
"Yeah, but that's what puzzles me so, Freddie. If Penny was here, why isn't she here now?"
"Hey, we didn't look for the back door. Maybe this joint just fronts for the place that Gibbsy really went into."
"Well, I looked for a back door a while ago, Freddie. There just isn't one. Penny either came into this house and left before we got here, or she didn't come here at all."
"Well, then how did the pin get here?"
"I don't know. Maybe she dropped it accidentally, or maybe someone took it from her and dropped it here on purpose."
"Hey, Mr. Keith, that don't sound so good."
"It doesn't make me feel good either. Come on, let's go."
"Okay. Where to?"
"Well, let's walk up the street as far as the corner. Maybe we can find out who owns this place and get a lead from that."
"Okay. But I got a hunch it ain't smart to ask questions in this kind of neighborhood."
"Well, maybe you're right."
"I know I'm right. I used to live in a neighborhood just like this. The best way to lose teeth was to ask somebody something that wasn't none of your business. Here, I'll open up the door. Boy, it's going to be good to get out of this spook joint, too."
"I agree with you. Getting more worried about Penny every minute. Where is she?"
"Wish I could answer you that. Hey, I guess maybe I ought to close the door, too, huh?"
"Yeah, I guess so."
"Okay. Well, there it is. Fresh air."
"Oh, certainly musty inside that house, wasn't it? Guess the place hasn't been lived in years.
I don't know who'd want to live in it. She is a broken down dump. Well, what do? We go up to the corner and keep an eye on the joint?"
"Well, for a while anyway. Or until we can think of what to do."
"Okay. I think it's the only way we're going to find Gibbsy."
"But just standing around and looking for her? I doubt it."
"I don't know, Mr. Keith. I got a hunch. I got a strong hunch that Gibbsy's around here somewheres. And she's not very far away either."
"Yeah, but where? Just knowing she's close by doesn't do us any good."
"Yeah, I know."
"Well, come on, let's walk up the street to the avenue there and watch for her."
"Sure."
"Quiet street, isn't it?"
"Yeah. Guess that's because it runs dead end into that big gas tank up the river there."
"Huh. Guess so. Plenty of movement on the avenue, though."
"It's too much. You know, with that elevated and the streetcars and the... oh, the push carts and what everything else they got here. You have to shout to make yourself heard."
"Well, did you live near here when you lived in New York, Freddie?"
"Well, no, not here exactly. I camped a little further uptown. It was a neighborhood just like this, though."
"I guess it wasn't much fun, was it?"
"Oh, it's okay at the time. I didn't know no better then, I guess. I never did get into the swank part of the city very much.
Guess you like Libby and Rossville a lot better, don't you?
Are you kidding? Look, for my dough, Rossville's about the greatest burg in the world.
Oh, remember what you called it when you first got there?
Yeah, I remember. I called it a dump. That shows just about how much I knew to score. Well, here's the corner. What are we going to do now? Just wait and watch the house back there?
Well, for a while, anyway.
Okay. But look, how about this? You watch the house here, see? And I'll watch the other side of the street and maybe look up and down the avenue a little bit, too.
All right, that's a good idea. I'll watch the avenue a bit, too.
Hey, look, there's something else. Just thought of something.
Oh, what?
I never lived in this particular neighborhood, but I knew some guys who did live near here. And maybe I can see one of them if they ain't all in jail.
Well, I thought you said it wasn't smart to ask questions down here.
Well, it ain't, but maybe if I see a guy I used to know real good, maybe I can get some info from him sort of, naturally. That's it.
Yeah, you might at that. Well, let's hope you do see someone then. What we really want, though, is to see Penny.
Yeah, I'll say we do. You know, Johnny, I wish we could have caught up with her before she got here.
So do I, Freddie. Except she just wouldn't have gone through with her plans, and someday we'd have to go through this all over again.
Maybe not. You know, if Gibbsy hadn't made this trip so all of a sudden, we'd have had time to get one of the professor's old pals from the Federal Bureau in on this.
Yeah, but the way things worked out, he may not have had any more luck than we're having right now.
I don't know about that, Mr. Keith. Those federal boys are plenty good.
Well, they certainly are. But luck can go against them the same as it went against us.
Yeah, that's right, too. Wish a cop had stopped Gibbsy's cab. You know, when it was speeding and pulled away from us.
Yeah, so do I. Well, that's where Penny was in luck.
She sure was. Now, if I'd have been in that cab, the cops would have arrested not only the driver, but me, too. That's the kind of luck I always have.
Well, maybe if we're patient enough and wait here for a while, your luck will change, Freddie, and mine with it. If your hunch is right and Penny's somewhere close by, she'll have to pass this corner. The other way, River Street runs into a dead end.
Yeah, that's right. She'll have to go right by this corner if she comes out of River Street at all. You know, I got a hunch that's just what she's going to do.
Well, there isn't an alleyway or another street from River to the avenue, is there?
I don't think so.
Well, you're not sure?
Well, no, I don't know this neighborhood too much, you know.
Well, we'll take a chance staying here for at least a while and just hope that luck's with us for a change.
Well, I'm not so worried about what's with us as what's with Gibbsy. And who's with her and why and where is she? And all the other things that are driving me crazy.
Drink of water, Miss Gibbs?
No, thank you, Mr. King.
You, don't mind if I have a glass, I trust?
No, not at all.
Thank you. A man can't live without water, Miss Gibbs.
Uh-huh, not for very long.
I'm sorry you had to be kept waiting in my outer office, Miss Gibbs.
That was perfectly all right.
Oh, was it? Do you know why you were kept waiting?
You were busy, I suppose.
No, I wasn't busy at all. But several of my boys were.
Oh?
You don't know why they were busy or why that had anything to do with your being kept outside?
Should I know why?
Miss Gibbs, weren't you aware of the fact that you were followed?
Yes, but I got away from the people who were following me. I got away from them far uptown.
You think you did, Miss Gibbs. But shortly after you entered the house next door, two young men entered it, too.
Two men?
Yes, two men. And it was obvious they were looking for you. They found the pin you dropped.
Oh, but that's where I lost it. I thought it might have been in the cab.
It was lost just inside the doorway of the house next door. You didn't drop it on purpose, did you, Miss Gibbs?
Well, no. No, I didn't know that they were following me, and I didn't want to be followed.
But you were being followed. And I didn't like it, Miss Gibbs.
Where are they now, these men who were following me?
Oh, my men didn't find it necessary to take any action against them. They searched next door from top to bottom, but failed to find the door that would lead them into this house. They left. Right now, they're waiting for you at the corner of River Street and the Avenue.
Well, I'm glad they didn't find their way in here.
Yes, you should be very happy about it. And you should be exceedingly happy that they gave up the search for you. I don't like playing host to strangers. I'm a very poor host to strangers who are followed to my door.
Believe me, I didn't want them to follow me.
I hope you didn't.
I didn't.
I believe you, Miss Gibbs. But next time you come to see me, make sure you're not followed or I won't be so easy on you.
Next time I come to see you. Will there be a next time?
Yes. I don't feel it's wise to do business with you this time. The fact that you were followed here and those two men are standing up at the corner Makes me feel that perhaps we should negotiate our affair at some other time.
Now, look, I've come all the
way... Wasn't too unpleasant or too long a trip. If you really want something from me, you can take the trip again.
But, Mr. King,
perhaps you've changed your mind. That makes no difference to me, you know. You're the one who suggested this transaction, therefore we'll do business my way.
Very well. I guess there's nothing I can do about it, but I'd like to ask one question.
You may ask anything you like. Whether or not I shall answer your questions is an entirely different matter. What do you want to ask?
Do you really have what I came for?
Miss Gibbs, I agreed to do business with you because I had what I know you wanted.
Then if I pay you the price you ask, you'll keep your part of the bargain?
Miss Gibbs, the law and society in general frowns upon me as an ignoble character for what I do for a living. But my living does not include cheating a person who comes to me in good faith to be given a certain thing for a certain price. You and I are dealing in money and, what shall we say, merchandise? I'll ask a certain price for that merchandise, and if you will pay the price, the merchandise will be yours.
Well, what if the price you ask is more than I can pay? Then what happens?
I can be reasonable if you can be reasonable. There's nothing wrong with a compromise if it's mutually satisfactory.
I understand that, but... Suppose I can't pay anywhere near the price that you're asking.
Well, that will require some thought. Perhaps we can make some sort of a deal. But let's not think about such unpleasant things. Let's think only that we can do business together and that both of us will be happy.
Well, I can truly say I hope so.
Yes, and so do I. When will I expect you again?
Well, I really don't know, Mr. King.
Yeah. I'll give you a phone number. When you come back to New York to see me, call this number and ask for Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Harry who you are, and he'll tell you what to do next. Yeah. Take this paper.
Thank you.
That'll be all, Miss Gibbs. Have a pleasant journey home, and I hope I may see you again in the very near future. Goodbye.
So Penny was in the house next door. Who is this Mr. King? Why does he take such precautions? And what does Penny want from him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. During these winter days, you've probably discovered this. Your family always has a keen, hearty appetite. But it's no problem satisfying everyone when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's everybody's favorite main dish. And Kroger quality beef is the beef you can count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's Kroger quality beef for dinner. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew, or a delicious, magnificently juicy steak, or a mouth-watering roast of beef. Whatever their favorite may be, your family is going to be mighty happy to find the tasty, nourishing beef dish on their own dinner table. So get deliciously tender and juicy Kroger quality beef, the very best beef available right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence, and buy it without delay. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store for the finest beef values in town. And remember, the only place in town that you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your neighborhood Kroger store. Remember, too, this exclusive Kroger feature, Kroger quality beef, is the very best that's currently available. So to get the best, go to your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.